at Ben and Kelly Show. Great way to get a hold of us. You can send us a direct message. Toss it out to our listeners. This one from Dan.
Okay, so he says, hey, Ben and Kelly, love your show and the different skits you all do every day.
All right.
I have a question for you. My wife has a lucrative career in real estate. She works long hours, makes great money. She's good at what she does. But she says she's not happy. And now she wants to quit her job and start over doing something she loves, cooking.
Okay.
She wants to learn to be a chef. She'll have to start at the bottom, learn, and work her way up. But she's 45 years old. Is she too old to quit her job and start a new career? And how do I tell her that without hurting her?
First of all, Dan, no.
No, exactly.
No.
I agree.
No.
Nope.
Nope. Not.
Never too late to start again.
Not too old. That is for sure. I'll go back to what I said a few minutes ago, that I think, Dan, you're scared. You're happy with where your life is now with monetarily speaking, you feel comfortable. And
in the economy today, too, he probably thinks it's kind of scary. Like if we lose like her income that we are accustomed to, like what is that going to do for our family budget? And then how long is it going to take for her to kind of get back up to speed in a new career when you got to start from the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And I can appreciate that. That is a real concern for
That's
sure.
That's a valid concern. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't think you're asking us because you think she's too old. I think you're asking us because you're worried that you're going to lose kind of your life that you have now.
Yes, you have financial concerns, and maybe in your mind you're not necessarily willing to make a sacrifice with that. But with that said, I'm married to a realtor, so you know I think yes, if you're going all
it's up and down though, right?
It is up and down, 100%. And there is a ton of people in that industry that are just kind of doing it part time. So maybe she kind of switches to doing a little less volume, still does it while she is starting the new career as the chef. If it allows, depending on, I don't know what goes into getting educated as a chef or how many, you know, school hours and what that entails. But if it's possible, she could probably still, on a part-time basis, continue on selling real estate to a certain degree and then launch the chef career on the side. A lot of people balance that.
I don't think she's too old at all. I do think there is going to be a period of time where there is maybe some struggle just to realize her new career and her new goal. But if she's unhappy, she's unhappy, you know?
Exactly. And that's the most important thing. And he didn't really mention what his job is.
What he does. Sure.
And if he can kind of cover the sacrifices that they would have to make while she starts her education.
Yeah, but
or how long it takes,
yep.
You know, what kind of a commitment that's going to be.
Right. Kelly from Crescent Hill said, I'm 41, just started nursing school. Yep, never too old. That is for sure.
Oh, that's awesome.
Speaking of chefs, Julia Child, you know, famous celebrity chef there.
Yep.
Worked in advertising, media, and secret intelligence before writing her first cookbook when she was 50.
Secret intelligence?
Yeah.
What an interesting other life.
Yeah, she was 50 before she launched her career as a celebrity chef.
There are so many people that got their start late in life with what they're doing right now.
Right. Vera Wang, figure skater, journalist, before getting into the fashion industry at age 40.
Get out. Didn't know that.
John Glenn. You know John Glenn? He's the first American astronaut to orbit the Earth. I was going to say the United States. The Earth. but he was at 53 years old, the first, he became a U.S. Senator in Ohio.
Yeah.
So again, these are examples of people who are doing it, you know, age is just a number for them, right?
Exactly.
Our very own Harlan Sanders.
AKA Colonel Sanders.
62 when he decided to franchise KFC.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, then sold it for $2 million. 12 years later.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, then.
I mean, these are just examples that we just pulled up, but, you know, that I think it just goes to show you that where there's a will, there's a way. Yes, there's going to be some struggle, I think, to realize this dream, but no, not too old.
No, you know what? And we've got, like, we've seen colleagues before spend years doing, like, this and then completely switch gears and do something else and have like a completely different life. My former radio show partner, Peter B, was like on this station for what, 20 years when he retired? And he's a priest now. Like completely launched, switched gears, went in a completely different direction.
For sure.
And loves his second life. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, people do it all the time.
Yeah, 100%. So, Dan, hopefully that gives you a little bit of encouragement and at least...
And encourage her. That's what she needs. She needs your 100%. Support because, you know, it may be difficult and maybe scary for her, too. So she needs your support.
All right. That is diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX.